Welcome to Kalpesh Classes. This is your special audio revision. I repeat, this is your special audio revision for CA Final, May 2019. Non-resident shipping business and non-resident aircraft business. Let me tell you, section 44B and 44BBA together, they are basically the presumptive taxation in the business income. I repeat, they are basically the presumptive taxation in the business income. So if there is any assessee who is non-resident and he is in the business of operation of ships or operation of aircraft, then there is a presumptive taxation. It is for the shipping companies, it is 7.5% of the specified sum. I repeat, 7.5% of the specified sum is your deemed income for the shipping companies, and it is for the aircraft companies, it is 5%. I repeat, for the aircraft companies, it is 5% of the specified sums under section 44BBA is your deemed business income straight away. Okay, so this is a presumptive taxation. The specified sums is basically all those incomes which are accrued in India, naturally, because anything accrued in India is of course taxable in India. That is your gross receipts, basically, you can say, or any amounts which are received in India or they are deemed to have been received in India will also be coming into this specified sum. So this specified sum is basically any money which is accrued in India or any money which is received in India. Same concept. But technically, friends, this provision says that accrued income basically means for this particular specifically, it is on account of freight, carriage, etc., for the transportation charges, whatever, on account of anything which is shipped at any port in India, So shipped at any port in India is basically accrued in India. And further, any amount which is received or deemed to be received in India, no matter where this particular carriage, etc., for the goods, etc., has been shipped. In other words, no matter where your shipment is going, but or coming from, as long as monies are received in India, it will always come in this particular category. So specified sum, basically specified sum in simple English is accrued plus received in India. 7.5% for the shipping companies and 5% for the non-residents in the operation of the aircrafts. Now, for the shipping company, friends, there is an extra procedure also provided by the law. So this is one extra specific provision under section 172 of the Income Tax Act. I repeat, 172 of the Income Tax Act, where this is for only the shipping companies. Okay, so for aircraft companies, there is no sort of this special procedure. But for shipping company, section 172 specifically provides that every time when a ship comes on a voyage to India, the assessment will have to be done. In other words, you will have to do a voyage-wise calculation. So if one particular ship during the year comes on a voyage to India, supposing two times, so at two times every voyage, you have to make the assessment. That means whatever the taxes that you are supposed to pay, you got to pay before the departure from India in relation to the shipping companies. Okay. However, by the end of the assessment year, I repeat, by the end of the assessment year, that means before the end of the assessment year, if the shipping company wants to go for the regular assessment, that means a regular procedure, they can also go for the regular procedure. In that particular case, whatever taxes you have paid upon the voyages, that means voyage-wise assessment, those taxes, you will get the credit, okay? And you will pay the normal taxes as per the normal provisions. Under section 172, friends, there is also a special provision for the special rate of tax. I repeat, there is a special provision for the special rate of tax. So if the voyage wise assessment is done, if the voyage wise assessment is done under section 172, then the rate of tax which will be applicable is as applicable to the foreign company. I repeat, it is the rate of tax which will be applicable for the voyage wise calculation. The rate of tax applicable will be as that of the foreign company. However, if the assessee goes for the regular assessment, that means at the time of the voyage, you will have to pay as if you are a foreign company. But in the regular calculation, you will have to pay your normal taxes as per your normal status. So, for example, if the shipping company was being operated by an individual, non-resident individual, in that case, in the regular assessment, you will have individual rates of tax. Okay. So in that case, when you do the regular assessment, if there is any refund, you can take the refund. Had it been any demands, the demands will be raised. But this special procedure, friends, is applicable only for, I repeat, only for the shipping companies. Such special provisions are not there for the operation of aircrafts. So operation of aircrafts, specified sum multiplied with the 5% is straight away your net income. On that net income, you multiply the normal tax rates of the assessee and pay the taxes to the government. Non-resident oil exploration business. In other words, this is also one of your presumptive taxation in the business income. Another presumptive taxation is non-resident providing services in connection with the turnkey power projects. I repeat, turnkey power projects, which is covered by section 44 triple B. Okay. So two sections of presumptive taxation. One is 44 double B. Okay. That is any non-resident which is providing services or facilities in connection with extraction or production of mineral oils. Okay. So this is basically your oil exploration activity. So non-resident providing such services, facilities in connection with that. Okay. That is section 44 double B and 44 triple B. That is in relation to your turnkey power project. In both the section, friends, in both the sections, the percentage, the presumptive taxation which is provided is 10%. So your 10% of the gross income will be regarded as your net income, net business income chargeable to tax. Some people also say that they are getting 90% straight away deduction. Okay, if you understand like that, there is nothing wrong. But the presumptive taxation is 10%. One important thing which I want to bring it to your notice is that section 44 triple B, I repeat, 44 triple B, this particular provision is applicable only to the non-resident foreign companies. Basically, rather, let me not even say non-resident. Let me say that this is applicable only to the foreign companies. Okay. So logically, the foreign companies are non-resident. They may not even be the case sometimes, but section 44 triple B, these special tax treatment with respect to the presumptive taxation is applicable only to the foreign companies. Section 44B, BB, BBB and BBA. These are the provision basically with respect to the presumptive taxation, largely with respect to non-residents. I've already explained that to you some time back. However, extra points, the comparative analysis of all four provision were the common things which I want to bring it to your notice. Okay. Firstly, section 44 double B and triple B. I repeat, 44 double B and 44 triple B. Section 44 double B is oil exploration and 44 triple B is in relation to the approved turnkey power projects. There the presumptive taxation is 10%. Okay. In both the sections. Now, in these two sections, 44 double B and 44 triple B, there is an option given to you by the law that if you want, you can also claim the lower profits. I repeat, there is an option given to you by the law under section 44 double B and triple B that if you want, you can claim the lower profits. However, if you claim the lower profits, in that case, you will have to maintain the books and your books of accounts will have to be audited. So this option of lower profit is applicable in only two sections here, that is 44 double B and 44 triple B. Okay. That was one of the point which I wanted to bring to your notice. Okay. Another point which I want to bring to your notice, which I already said, that 44 triple B provisions is applicable only to the foreign companies. Okay. So, normally I say that these are all presumptive taxation for non-resident, but 44 triple B is a unique feature, unique provision only with respect to the foreign companies. Specifically, it is provided. The next thing is the MAT provisions, minimum alternate tax. Okay. Now, all the four sections now, I repeat, all the four sections, 44B, BBA, BB and triple B. Okay. That is your shipping business, aircraft business, oil exploration business and the turnkey power project, approved turnkey power projects. Okay. All the four situations, the law has clarified that the MAT provision, I repeat, minimum alternate tax, the MAT provisions will not apply, I repeat, will not apply to any of these particular situations where the assessees are filing the returns as per Section 44B, BBA, BB and BBB provision. That means as per the rates of that particular section. Okay. So if you are following this section properly as provided by the law, okay, in that particular situation, the MAT provisions, I repeat, the MAT provisions is not applicable to these situations of the presumptive taxation. Section 44C. This is deduction to non-resident with respect to the head office expenses. So, the head office expenditure is allowed but subjected to the adjustment. Head office expenditure is basically your rent, rates, taxes, repairs, insurance, which is in relation to your head offices, or any insurance also connected with this. If there is any salary to staff, which is of course outside India, basically everything which is connected with your head office. So you can imagine that inside India, it's your branch office and your head office is outside India. So outside India, administrative expenditure is allocated. This is how we should understand. And that allocation has come to your branch office, and branch office pays to the head office. In these circumstances, it is said that the normal our tax law is whatever is your actual expenditure on account of head office, you will add, and within the permissible limits of taxation, we will less. So adjustment is similar to your book depreciation add and the tax depreciation less. Similarly, your book head office expenditure add and the tax permitted limit head office expenditure will be less. Now the tax limit is 5% of the adjusted total income. Okay. So, 5% of the adjusted total income basically is your most of your carry forward set off etc. provisions are to be ignored. So 5% of the adjusted total income or the actual expenditure, whichever is less, that means 5% is your limit. This is what it is just trying to say. Okay. However, in the current year, if there is a loss, okay, supposing if your income, the adjusted total income is a loss, then it will be taken as 5% of the average adjusted total income of last 3 years. I repeat, then it will be taken as 5% of the average adjusted total income of last 3 years. Section 44DA. Section 44DA is one of the very simple, conceptual and very important piece of the law that you should always remember. Where there is any assessee who is a non-resident having any royalty technical fees as an income from either government or an Indian concern through a permanent establishment in India. Now, this is one of the main points it is coming. Through a permanent establishment in India. So, basically Section 44DA says, where any of these types, specified types income, which non-resident has, but at the same time, the assessee, the non-resident has got a permanent establishment in India. When you have got a permanent establishment in India, this is the lawmaker has thought that it is something like you are like a local person doing activities or business in India through the place of operations in India. That means you are something like a common man only, but you are actually not the common man as we Indians, but you are just working like on our motherland. Okay. So since then, you will not have any presumptive taxation coming into it. That means the presumptive taxation, special rates of tax benefit, which you normally give to non-resident, will not be available to such type of non-resident people, is a general purpose provision. So one is Section 44BB provision. Section 44BB provision, where the non-residents services in relation to the oil exploration. So that kind of Section 44BB, where 10% of the income is your net income, that's a presumptive taxation, this will not apply. This will not apply to such situation of Section 44DA, where the non-resident has got a permanent establishment in India. Together with that, I want to bring to your notice Section 115A. Under Section 115A, non-resident royalty technical fees are also subjected to the special rates of taxes. Okay. Those special rates of taxes, if you read very carefully, Section 115A makes it very clear that those provision of special rates will be applicable to those cases other than, I repeat, other than Section 44DA provisions. And therefore, the special rates taxes will also not apply to of 115A to the situation of Section 44DA, where Section 44DA basically sees a situation where non-resident is having a permanent establishment in India. However, wherever this presumptive taxation or that special rates of tax will not apply, that doesn't mean that income will not be taxable. Income will be taxable, but it will be taxable in the normal way. That means income computation will be done as income minus the expenditure, the normal kind of situation, and the rates of tax will also be the normal rates of tax. That means special rates of tax will not apply. So I'm not trying to tell you, or the law is not trying to tell you that because of this provision income will not be taxable. Now it clarifies that such situation of permanent establishment, it will bring you to normal taxation in India and not as per the presumptive taxation or not as per the special rates of taxes.